So let me first of all remember my spiritual master. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So, spiritual life begins when there is this process of hearing, shravanam. Say somebody wants to become a doctor, a lawyer, or wants to become more affluent, the person will then start to ask questions and start to hear from those who have already achieved what they're after. When I was a teenager, I wanted to become a rock and roll star. So I started listening and started teaching myself. I got books and I made it my avocation. Every spare moment I had, I was cultivating knowledge of how to be a singer, how to be a guitar player. So if somebody wants to start their spiritual life, then the first process is hearing. You have to hear from those who are already expert on the path. We call that person a guru, or we may call that person a sadhu, or on my card, it says spiritual trainer. Sometimes people join a club or a gym in order to get the body fit, and sometimes they'll get a personal trainer. So this process of hearing from an authority and learning the science, that is the beginning of spiritual life. Krishna recommends this in the Bhagavad Gita, that one should approach a spiritual master and learn the science of self-realization. So hearing, submissive oral reception. From there, from that hearing process, everything then begins. Because hearing means eventually there's going to be action. If one is actually hearing, listening, then there's going to be some subsequent action. And that process of hearing continues all throughout one's spiritual journey. Probably the more fundamental thing is, how do I get the enthusiasm to begin the spiritual journey? That also is the same. It is by association. Earlier I was talking about going to Las Vegas. So if somebody gets into the wrong crowd, by that association, one can become a gangster or a hoodlum. And if one joins the right kind of association, then one can become a nice model citizen. Everything is dependent on who you associate with. So that's why we have these kinds of home programs. That's why we have our temples. They are designed to create a spiritual association. And by that association, one becomes a little more inclined, a little more enthusiastic to take up the spiritual process. Then the key is to always be listening, always hearing, inquiring how to get to the next stage. And it centers around the chanting of the holy name of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But one should be hearing from devotees how to progress to the next stage. More questions. Where's Rahul? Oh, that's not, you're not Rahul. Raj, you have any question?
I have a question.
Yes, sir. First of all, tell me your name.
Balaraj.
Very good. Let me ding you. Okay, Balaraj.
I'm just trying to understand the concept more. I don't know whether Hare Rama, Hare Krishna followers, I mean, they are in sync with the other part of the Hindu religion. So in Hinduism, there is, of the people who believe in Hindu religion, there is this trinity of Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh.
Yes. Oh, that question.
That's one part of it.
Okay, wait. I know you're one at a time.
Okay.
You can ask as many questions as you like.
My question is actually different. I mean, that was
okay.
The background of it.
All right, go ahead.
And so one is that, and if it is not, then I guess we stop here. But if we don't, then I'm trying to understand, you know, I've been reading some books on Hinduism, and then I also did some search on the internet and all that. Who is the real God?
Ah, very good. I love this kind of question.
Who is God among this? And there is another part of it. From what I read in the books and what I read on the net and all that, I hear that Brahma also has a life. He has a life which is equal to Earth's 3-point-some-trillion years, which is probably in his time scale is probably different from our time scale. Whatever it is. But it says that the Brahma also vanishes after some time. So then how can God vanish? And who is God actually? How can God vanish? There is one God, first of all, out of Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, or somebody else who's even higher than them. Who is God? And then how come, you know, who is that God and how do we get to him? Because these three entities are vanishing after a certain time. So can they be God or they are not God?
Okay. Is that it? I got it. Very good. You've asked the right person. So let's start from the top and work our way down. So first of all, when you say Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, you're talking about the material world. There is, and this material world has a beginning, middle, and end, and then it cycles. Now, and this is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, that there is a constant creation, maintenance, destruction. Brahma gets to engineer the universe. He's not the creator, he's the engineer. I'll get to that. Right? He's taking what's already there and engineering the universe. The maintainer of the universe is Vishnu. And the destroyer is Shiva, or you say Mahesh. And that's this material world. And that cycle is going on and on and on. While that's going on, there is an eternal spiritual world, which is never created, maintained, or destroyed, ever existing. It has always existed. That's a concept. What? Yes. It's always existed and will always exist. And that is the reality. The Bhagavad Gita speaks about this material world as a perverted reflection of that reality, which is the spiritual world. Now let's go to are you ready to go to the spiritual world? Let's go. All right. In the spiritual world, You have different spiritual planets. You've heard of Lord Ram, correct? He has his own planet. You've heard of Narayan. Everybody say. Narayan. Oh, very good. That's a good sign. When I can get the audience to respond, that means I got them. Good. I'm a success today. So, Narayan has his planet, or Vamana, or, let's see, Rishikesh. There are so many Kurma. There's so many spiritual planets. And on those planets, they have their devotees. Like Ram, you know from India, Ramayan. And it is said that when Lord Ram was here on this planet, he delivered all his devotees and took them with him to his abode, the spiritual world. So Ram has his devotees, Vamana has his devotees, and there are innumerable, so many you can't count, spiritual planets. But there's one that is the topmost, the top of the top. The planet of Krishna. And on the Krishna planet, you have three neighborhoods. Mathura, Dwaraka, and Braj, Vrindavan. That planet is the top of all the other spiritual planets. Now, let's go back now, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. Because that is in this material world, the world that we know. So, I said that Brahma is the engineer. Because the real creation, the ingredients that Brahma uses to engineer the construction of the universe, that is given to him by Narayan. Everybody say?
Narayan.
Good, good. Stay with me. Don't touch that dial. The ingredients for his engineering. Now, once Brahma creates, somebody's got to keep the thing going. That's what Vishnu does. Now, who is Vishnu? Well, Vishnu is an expansion of an expansion of an expansion of an expansion of an expansion all the way going back to Krishna. Then the question is, where does Krishna come from? There is this nice verse by Lord Brahma. Ooh! Lord Brahma says, Ishvara Paramaha Krishna Sachid Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. If you were to ask your question, who is the God? Lord Brahma would say it's Krishna. He would say Krishna is Ishwar, controller, Parama, supreme. That's what Brahma would say. This Krishna, his body, Sat-Chit-Ananda. This body is not Sat-Chit-Ananda. This body is Asat, Achit, and Nirananda. Any disagreement there? All right. But Brahma, Lord Brahma says, Krishna's body is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. Now the third line, Anadir Adi. He has no origin other than himself. I have a father who had a father. You have a father. They all go back to Lord Brahma. But Lord Brahma is the son of Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. And yes, you are correct. This Brahma will one day die. Being Brahma is like being president. Obama is running for re-election. He may get elected, re-elected, he may not. There's this post called president. There is a post of Lord Brahma. You can become Lord Brahma. Just like you got enough money, you can be president. Nowadays, that's what it is. Whoever has the most money, who can do the most negative ads, he will get elected. Welcome to our United States politics, folks. Forget about democracy. That's an imagination. It's all now owned by corporate money. Don't you just love it? The best democracy money can buy. Welcome. How is it? Is India democracy different? Thing? Sheesh. It's even worse. Hey, you said, not me. Anyway, so anyone can be a Lord Brahma because it's a post. Now, so Lord Brahma is saying Krishna is the only person who has no origin other than himself. Therefore, sarva karana karanam. He is the cause of all subsequent causes. And as I said, Vishnu, who is maintaining the world, is an expansion of an expansion of an expansion of... It goes all the way back to Krishna. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the third chapter, there's a list of many avatars. But then, Sutta Goswami says, but although there are so many avatars, the origin of these avatars is Krishna. Now, I was asked in Panama about 8 years ago. When I go to Panama, there are a lot, mostly Sindhi families. How many people here are Sindhi people? All right. So I know many Sindhi people in Panama and Chile. So there's these two brothers, Gary and Damodar. Don't ask me why he calls himself Gary. One's Damodar, the other guy's Gary. I mean, he does it for business. I don't know. So every year when I go to Panama, I've been going every year since 1999. Every year I go to their shop. They have a shop. And I always bless their office. So a couple of years ago I went, and they were in a very serious mood. And they said to me, Prabhuji, we have noticed that only in ISKCON do you say that Krishna is the Supreme. We have been watching this movie, Vishnu Puran. And they say that Krishna is avatar of Narayan. That's what they, you even said. You even said, right?
I thought Krishna is avatar of Vishnu, isn't it?
Vishnu, Narayan, same thing. It's interchangeable. So you said the same thing they said. They said only in ISKCON do they say that Krishna is supreme. So I spent a half an hour quoting Lord Brahma, quoting all these things. I could not convince them. All I can do, what does Krishna say? How many of you accept Bhagavad Gita? All right? Just Bhagavad Gita alone, Krishna says, Matak Paracharam Nanyat. There is no truth superior to me. What does that tell you? Krishna is saying, not me, I'm not saying. Krishna says, there is no truth superior to me. That's pretty clear to me. What part of no don't you understand? That's why I say, how many people accept Bhagavad Gita? Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhava, matak sarvam pravartate. Everything comes from me. Bhagavatam says, I quoted the verse, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. So, if you accept Bhagavad Gita, if you accept Srimad Bhagavatam, then the conclusion is, the God of all other gods is Krishna. Now, that being said, I know there's going to be somebody, Prabhuji, I worship Sri Ram. And I say to that person, beautiful. Because Ram, there's no difference between Ram and Krishna. It's just, okay, what is your job?
Software.
Ah, there's a room full of software engineers. All right. When you go to work, I don't think you dress like this. Wow, you got a great job.
Fridays.
Oh, Friday, but not Monday through Thursday. I think you have to wear a tie.
Not always, but when I go to customers, yeah.
All right, so when you go to customers, good, you gave me an in. Okay. When you go to the customers, you dress nice, right? Or say somebody is high court judge. When he's sitting on the bench, he's not daddy. He is judge. He has the robes, right? Now that same judge, when he comes home, his grandchildren will say, I want to ride you like a horse. Right? He's not judge now. He's grandpa. Right? Same person, different role. So, although Krishna is the origin, all these different avatars are simply Krishna playing different roles until we get to Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma and the rest of us. Now it's different. As I said, you can become a Lord Brahma. It's a post. Lord Shiva is different. Lord Shiva is not us and he's not God. He's in between. Wow. What do you know? He's in between. He's almost God, and he's almost not. He's right in between. He's in his own category. It's called Shiva Tattva, Shambhu Tattva. But to answer your question, who is the God? Who is the Supreme? Krishna says he is, and I accept Krishna. And the Srimad Bhagavatam says Krishna. Lord Brahma says it's Krishna. That's good enough for me. My spiritual master told me it's Krishna. So now you have to decide. Do you accept my dissertation? Or are you like Damodar and Gary? Not Vishnu, because Vishnu is also on the same level as Krishna, so...
Okay, so Brahma goes, what about Mahesh? He will go?
No, he's also somewhat eternal.
So only Brahma?
Yeah. Yes. Lord Shiva does not die. He, as I say, he's in between, he's in his own special category. And he also has his expansions and different. Sometimes he has five heads. Yes. There are different Lord Shivas. Depending on where you go. Yes. Good enough? Do you like Krishna? Okay. You're in the right club. One final question. Yes, sir.
Prabhuji, is it possible to touch God? I mean, we live in this materialistic world, right? Everything is tangible, we believe in it. I'm not saying I don't believe, I do believe, like it's an 80-20% rule. 80% of the time I feel that God is there, but 20% when there are those tough situations, you know, that it puts one in dilemma, you know, that does God really exist?
Ah. Okay, Hare Krishna. So, what you are describing is you would like to realize the presence of God always. You would like to come to the point where there is no more doubt. Right? Yes. Because what you describe is the predicament of 99.99% of the human population. Majority of people, they believe in God. But there are so many outside influences, and you used a very good word, doubts. There's nothing wrong with doubting, because doubting is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam as the sign of intelligence. Our Vedas do not tell us to accept things blindly. You are to use reason and argument. But there comes a time when you just have to accept. There's a certain level where you just accept. A child is told, "This is your father." The child has no recourse. He has to accept. The child cannot independently verify. Of course, someone's going to say, "Well, that's DNA." The point is, the mother tells who is the father. So, to come to the stage where there's no more doubt, then one has to become a very serious and sincere practitioner. Because, in one sense, God, going back to our first discussion, something maybe I didn't point out. God does not interfere with your free will. So unless you want him, he leaves you alone. Perhaps you've heard of a verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Savasya chaham hridi sani vishta matak smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Do you accept in the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says, "I'm in your heart"? Do you accept that concept? Good. Because that concept is very, very important. And the conclusion of that verse is, whether I want to be a good person or a bad person, I need God's help. Why? Because Krishna says, from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So, when, say, somebody wants to be a demon, they need God's help to become a demon. So what does Krishna do? I love Krishna. He's so cool. Krishna, in the heart of the demon, says, "Oh, you want to forget me? I'll help you forget me. I'll help you forget everything good. And I'll remind you of all kinds of bad things." Because that was his decision. Free will. The same description. I grew up as a Catholic. So they have the Bible. The first scene is God's right-hand man rebels and becomes Satan. He had free will, but he chose, "I'd rather reign in hell than serve in heaven." That's the beginning Christian philosophy. That's the whole psyche of Satan, the devil. "I'd rather be the king of this hellish world rather than be your servant." Envy. It's the original sin, envy. So God, Krishna, in your heart, when you decide, "I want to be good," Krishna says, "Oh, you want to be good? I'll help you. That's why you came here today." You indicated to Krishna, "I would like to do something good." Krishna said, "Okay, go to the house today. Now if somebody continues to petition Krishna in the heart, please, you are asking spiritual life, right? It works on the same principle. The more you want it, Krishna will show you. Have you not seen that in your own life? More and more and more and more, he's showing you. Now do like this. He's helping you. So, if you would like to come to the stage of no more doubt, ask for it. Pray for it. The power of prayer, for me, is something that cannot be overestimated. Impossible. My experience in life, even before becoming a Krishna devotee, I have seen in my life the power of prayer. Now, don't misunderstand. That does not mean I am lazy. Because I know some people are thinking, oh, I would like to become famous, or I'd like to become powerful. I'd like this, and I'll just pray. No, you also have to walk the walk, talk the talk. In the Bhagavad Gita, it's not that Krishna told Arjuna, sit down on the chariot, smoke a few cigarettes, I'll do everything. Arjuna had to do his job. And that's what we see is the message of Bhagavad Gita. Do your job, Krishna will supply what you lack and carry what you have. That's in the 9th chapter. So the power of prayer simply means that I see myself as dependent. I will do everything I can within my power. Now I need someone to pick up the slack. When I came here, I could have set everything up myself. Your son nicely helped me, correct? And it made it much more better, his help. We all should request God's help in our lives. That's what prayer is. It's a calling out. It's a crying out. Like right now, my wife, she has a damaged wrist. So I'm doing a lot of the house chores. So every once in a while she'll say, Prabhuji, I need you to do this because I can't do it. She's crying out, she's calling out for me to assist. Gladly I do, right? So the prayer means crying out, calling out to God. What you want specifically, you would like to come to the stage of no more doubt? Ask for it. But it has to be a constant, not that, all right, I'm going to write it on a piece of paper, put it on the altar. No, 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 no. It has to be constant. It has to be, I know an Indian lady, and she wanted to become an initiated devotee, and her husband was against it. I told her, you pray to Jagannath. She followed my instructions for months, nonstop. She was praying. Krishna satisfied her desire. So you would like to get to the stage of no more doubt? Pray to Krishna. You will get there. Be careful. Because you don't know where that road is going to take. Are you ready? Are you man enough? Huh? Where's your wife? Are you ready? All right. Does that answer your question? You got to want it. In America, maybe the kids know, there's this movie, The Wizard of Oz. How many have seen? Let's see if anybody knows. All right? The final scene. The Good Witch of the North comes floating down in a bubble and tells Dorothy, you had the power within you all the time. Click your heels 3 times. Chant the mantra. There's no place like home. And as she's chanting, she returns to Kansas. Right? That's it. Why do you think we're chanting? My father thinks, oh, he's mumbling again. My father has known that since 1973 what I do. Every time I see him, why do you mumble all the time? Because that's exactly what I'm doing. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. There's no place like home. It's the same thing. I am crying out to Krishna, please deliver me. Currently, right now, I am dealing with very severe hypertension. My doctor says I could have a heart attack at any moment. That's how bad it is. So what am I doing? Yeah, I'm doing exercise, I'm watching my diet, I'm taking my medication. But I see it's not enough. Therefore, at every moment I'm praying, even while I'm going to sleep, Krishna, please save me. Krishna, please save me. Knock on wood. Prayer. I have to do everything. But at the same time, that's why Krishna told Arjuna, you execute your prescribed duty, and at the same time, remember me. You remember Krishna by praying. Okay? All right. So every year, I want to do this program. Can we do this program every year at your house? Yes? And then I will check how we're doing. All right? All right. Shall we have Archie? Who's hungry? Everyone. All right. So, let's do Archie.